News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, today marks a decade since the country took to the polls in the historic 2011 general election. Micheál Martin's first election campaign as Fianna Fáil leader ended in the party's worst ever result as voters savaged the outgoing government, wiping the Greens out of the Dáil in the process. Both parties are now back in government currently, facing very different but equally difficult challenges. Newstalk's political correspondent Sean Defoe has been looking back on that historic day a decade ago.
We will get through this. We just need to stay focused.
Parts of the speech that Micheál Martin gave as Taoiseach on Tuesday could have been a copy and paste from what he told the Fianna Fáil troops 10 years ago after the party's wipeout at the polls.
The President acting on my advice, has accepted the resignations of Deputies Harney, Dempsey, Ahern, O'Keefe and Killeen as members of the government.
A botched reshuffle of the cabinet by then Taoiseach Brian Cowan led to his own political downfall, with the new Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin picking up the baton to lead the soldiers of destiny into a general election.
The old way of doing political business simply does not work.
In the first days of the campaign, Gilmore for Taoiseach posters littered the country as Labour looked to make an historic surge.
They used to talk about Ireland having a 2.5 party system. I don't want the Labour Party to be a half party.
Those posters quickly disappeared when it was clear that Fine Gael would top the poll behind some promises that would come back to haunt the young aspirant ministers like Leo Varadkar.
If things go our way, there will be a new government in 6 weeks' time, and the banks aren't getting another cent. Anglo-Irish Bank is not getting another cent of our money.
Jessie J rode high in the singles charts with Price Tag this time in 2011, and appropriately it was the bank bailout and biting recession that dominated the election campaign.
It is putting a straitjacket on any future government in terms of its budgetary strategy.
Anyone who says that one can unilaterally renegotiate this deal is not being honest with the Irish people. But I don't think it's Frankfurt's way, Labour's way, Frankfurt's way or Fianna Fáil's way for that matter, OK?
When Micheál Martin speaks of intelligent diplomacy, he was a central member of the government that could not tell the truth about the IMF being here in Ireland.
Enda Kenny trumpeted his five-point plan so often in 2011 that it got covered by the rubber bandits.
Five-point plan. Five-point plan. Five-point plan. If you're looking for a ride, five-point plan.
The campaign also saw a surprise controversy with Micheál Martin in hot water over comments he made about Chinese investment in Ireland.
Chinese are very strategic. And whenever I met Chinese ministers or officials, particularly as enterprise minister, there was one sort of overriding refrain from them or demand. And they kept on saying to me, you Irish, very good at software.
Ultimately, the election was one of the most momentous in Irish history, as a previously dominant Fianna Fáil completely collapsed.
15.1% gave their first preference to Fianna Fáil, 36.1% to Fine Gael, 20.5% to Labour, 2.7% to the Green Party.
76 first-time TDs entered the Dáil after the 2011 election, including Pascal Donoghue, Stephen Donnelly, Simon Harris, Gerry Adams, Mary Lou MacDonald, Heather Humphreys and Mick Wallace. Labour began an ill-fated journey as junior government partners. Fine Gael remains in power a decade on, but with half the number of TDs. And while many thought that Micheál Martin's biggest job would be rebuilding his party, he's now fulfilled his dream of becoming Taoiseach in time to face a much greater challenge.
And that was Sean Defoe there, News Talk's political correspondent.